The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
But I'll raise up on some syrup sandwiches, ketchup sandwiches, and flapjack. They call them funnel cakes right now. But I know what the Lord has gave me growing up because we didn't have. But some kind of way, Mama made a way some kind of way. And our bellies were full before we went to bed that night. But watch this. After Jesus had fed the multitude, the scripture said that he had fragments of baskets left over. So that let me know right there that not only he'll supply your need, he'll also give you more than what you need to die. Yeah. But watch this. After he had fed them, he told Peter, now you go ahead and tell them to go ahead. And when the people begin to disperse, the Bible said that Jesus went up and said, look, y'all go ahead and get in the ship and get to the other side. I'm be over there after a while. But I'm going to have to go up to the mountain and pray. And when he went to the mountain, the scripture said that when he got there, he found himself all alone. That's a shout right there for somebody right now. That when you done labored and tossed, sometimes you just want to be by yourself. You don't mean to be no harmful way. Yeah, I know you need a ride to go to CVS Farm to get your medicine. Yeah, I know you need a ride to go to Super One to get your food. Yeah, I know you want to talk on the phone to God, but right now I need to talk to the Lord. I need some alone time. I'm not trying to be no kind of way. I just need to isolate myself away from what's going on in this world. I need to cut that TV off. I need to cut that radio off. I need to focus on the Lord. I told you, if y'all help me, I promise you I won't be alone. But watch this. Once Jesus found himself alone, the scripture said that Peter and the disciples had got in the midst of the sea. And when they got in the midst of the sea, the wind was contrary and very boisterous. But watch this. Even though Jesus was in the mountain, he still had a watchful eye on his disciples. That's a confirmation for somebody here today. That even though Jesus is busy and you're going through some things, he still got an eye on what you're going through. Did not he say, I'll never leave you, never forsake you? Didn't he say, I will be with you to the end of your life? But watch this. After he had seen that they came in the middle of the boat and the wind was scary, and they came to be afraid because surely they thought that they were going to die. But watch this. They said that in the fourth watch, meaning about 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, I'm very familiar because that's when I get up in the morning, 4 o'clock, and I send out my message early in the morning. Early in the morning. He said early in the morning, he became to be walking on troubled waters. And when they seen him, they said that they became to be feared. They said it is a ghost. Kind of remind me when I was a kid, when I was out in the yard playing marbles, and I had my friends, and I'll be shooting marbles, and I noted that the wind began to get kind of stirred up, and I noticed that the cloud is dark, but I'm trying to win my marbles back. But then I would notice Mama come out on the front porch, and she would tell us, she'd say, babies, y'all need to go on home now, because the weather's finna get bad. And she would look at me, and she said, now look, you get here. Now, I church, I looked in the Webster Dictionary, And I don't see no get here. But in the Western dictionary, get here means get in the house. And when I got in the house, see, because Mama, she didn't have a lot of education. She didn't go to Grambling and she didn't go to Southern. She didn't have no magna cum laude. But she had an old Lordy. Anybody here got an old Lordy? When you couldn't find your way, you heard Mama say, "Oh Lordy." Mama, she when she hang the clothes out on the line, she would say, "Oh Lordy, I got to hang these clothes out." Well, sometimes she didn't have a meal to be prepared. She'd say, "Oh Lord, I don't know how." But some kind of way we was able to eat that night. I'd rather have an old Lord than a magnum cum laude any day. But watch this. When Jesus was walking on the water and the wind was contrary, and the boat was being rocked back and forth and forth and back, and they thought that Jesus was a ghost. But what look what he said. He said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Oh, you just missed your shot. I wish I had two or three with me, make four. That's confirmation to let you know that when you are walking on troubled waters, when things don't line up and things looking bad, just rest assured and know that the Lord is seeing you. And he's going to tell you, "Be of good cheer. I know that you're sick. I know that you got some things going on. And I know your finances are messed up. But be of good cheer. It is I. I will supply your needs." I know what the Lord has done for me.
Say it, Reverend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I know what the Lord do for you.
Thank you, Lord.
This message is for somebody in here today. I know for all, but somebody in here today, this message is for. But watch this. Then when Jesus was walking on the water, Peter seen him. As he said, "Be of good cheer, it is I." Peter said, "I tell you what, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come out there to you." Jesus looked at him. Jesus looked at him and said, "I tell you what," he just said one word, "Come."
Thank you, Lord.
Come. That's just like when the deacon put the chair out here. You know you've been walking on troubled waters, and you know some things being messed up in your life. But when the chair being put out, it's asking you to come. So whatever you're going through, just to know that, just to come on. How in the world is the Lord going to be able to help you if you don't come? But so look what he did. When Peter stepped out in the water, see, God didn't tell him to get no life vest. He didn't say go on the left side.
Nope.
He didn't say go on the right side. He just simply said come. Watch this. Now, Peter didn't do like how we would do. We'll step out there. We'll put our foot. Oh, it's kind of cold. Peter just being obedient, he walked out there with God. But watch this. When he walked out to Jesus, he had his eyes fixated on Jesus, and he began to walk on troubled waters. And when he began to walk on troubled water, the scripture said that a fierce wind came, and he took his eyes off the Lord, and he began to drown. Oh, I wish I had somebody here today to help me preach this thing. When you take your eyes off of Jesus, when you're going through some things, you just rest assured that you are going to fail. But if you keep your eyes on the Lord and let him direct your path, he will see you through. I know what he has seen me through because I done been through that situation, and you have too. But watch this. When the wind got contrary and he took his eyes off the Lord, the scripture said that he began to drown. But watch this. Peter still had sin. He said, "Lord, help me." And the Bible said that the Lord came right there and reached down his hand and lifted Peter up out of the water. Then look what Jesus told him. He said, "You a little doubt." The same hand that reached down and picked Peter up out of the water is the same hand that helped you out of your situation. The same hand that picked Peter up is the same thing to help you to better make it in this life. Because sometimes in life you're going to have to walk on some troubled waters. You're going to experience some death sometimes. See, sometimes, can I tell you some troubled waters? When your spouse has passed away and all the bills now on you now. That's troubled waters. When you up there on Mary Street and they're about to send your son away to prison.
My God.
And you done all you can. That's troubled waters. When you sickness and the doctor said, I done all I can do. There's nothing else I can do. You can just go. Church, that's troubled waters. When you got sickness in your body and you seem like you just can't get well, that's troubled waters. When your finances are scarce and you just don't have the money, that's troubled waters. But the Bible say, be of good cheer. It is I. That means that the Lord will come in and help you. Now watch this. When Jesus lifted Peter up out of the water, the scriptures say they got into the boat with him. And then after that, they said that the disciples looked at Jesus and they became happy. And then the wind began to stir up again and Jesus just said, hush up. The disciples say, what kind of man is this? That even the wind obey him. You know what kind of man that is? That's the same man that helped us when the wind's blowing on us. That's the same man when you're sick and you can't get well that comes in and heal your body. That's the same man when the doctor done diagnosed you with cancer and then they rang the bell saying that you're in remission. That's the same God. That's the same God when your finances messed up and you can't pay your bill and you got a foreclosure bill on your door. He said that's the same God. That'll help you walk over troubled waters. That's the same God that when you're going through a divorce and your husband and your wife say they don't love you no more. That's troubled waters. But God is still in the mix, church. He's still on the throne of grace. He is still helping us each and every day. And that's some satisfaction and that's some praise that we should be able to give him while we are yet still alive. Watch this. Then when the ship had got settled and it became to be glad, then God seeing him, that he said, look, glorify me. He said, it's not by me, it's by my Father. As I go to my seat, I want to tell you about, this is a true story. There was a ship captain in the British Royal Navy in the early 1700s. His name was John Newton. And John Newton was a very skilled mariner. He was able to look at the stars and be able to direct the ship to get to Americas and sail through the Mediterranean. He had got involved in the slave trade, his ship. And on this particular day, he was on the west coast of Africa. And in the ship, there was a lot of slaves that was shackled up in the bottom of the ship. Man, woman, child that was shackled up in the ship. And he set sail to America's that bright morning. And the author said that when he got in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, a fierce wind and a hurricane-type storm came. And the boat began to be rocked back and forth and back. And he told his sailors, stand astern. That means raise up the sail.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary.